Your son for you.
Thank you for holding. Is this Amar?
Hey, John. Yeah, this is Amar.
Hey, Amar. My name's John, as you know. I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles pricing for Texas. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's been busy. I know you were speaking with my representative, Marietta. Did you have any questions about the program aside from pricing?
I mean, no, I get calls just literally daily, but I think I've spoken to you before, haven't I?
I think so. Let me check the call record.
Well, since you just started
a week ago, though.
No, a month ago.
A month ago, okay. It's possible.
Yeah, we started a little over a month, actually.
Here, let me check the call records. It'll actually tell me, since we're partnered with Google, it tracks everything. It has, like, all the recordings, the dates, the times. Let me see in here. Come on. Where's my mouse? All of a sudden, it doesn't want to work. So, obviously, you've gotten a call about Google advertising before, though, even if it's not showing that it's us. What prevented
it's
you?
Different
from
it's pricing.
It's usually way overpriced?
Yeah.
What were they quoting you?
Like 500 a month sometimes. I think the best price we got so far was $199.
Probably me. Yeah, well,
I think it was you.
So, yeah, I did talk to you, and it was me. You spoke with Tara first, and it was a different agent, and then they transferred you over to me. That was on January 22nd.
Yeah, so back then we were a weekend.
Dang. Okay, let me see.
And y'all found us off of AMG. We were kind of waiting. So our VC had fully, been used up, and it's officially been used up, actually, as of 2 or 3 days ago.
Okay. I'm just trying to get the whole call log here, because it looks like I offered you a platinum package. Here, let me refresh it. You probably still have it in your text messages, maybe.
Yeah, I'm scrolling through it right now to find it.
Yeah, here, I'll refresh it so it comes to the top. It's from the 877 number.
Yeah.
Okay, but I quoted you for a platinum package at $299. And, yeah, the reason you didn't move forward then, it was just out of the price range because of Home Advisor. Like, you just started with that.
Exactly.
Okay, and then you said you had a partner, too. But based on the cost and then having to run it by the partner, you were like, I'm going to hold off. Okay, so that's how
that
ended.
Exactly.
I could go lower, but the only thing is, I'd be cutting things, you know? I'd be cutting out Facebook ads, and that makes a difference from, the return on investment you see. Our company, how we start out with new businesses is we always like to minimize your investment, maximize your return, and then go month by month and give you tracking and reporting so you can see, what we're bringing in for you each month. We really want to try to establish a long-term relationship with you by just being super transparent. And we know that a new business is usually working with a limited budget. So it's I could have gone lower, but lower doesn't necessarily yield the best results. Like that $299 for the platinum, is usually $599. And there's usually a $299.
$499, right?
Well, no. That one's the platinum's the very last one down, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But this one has Facebook ads. And so exactly $100 of that $299 gets pumped directly into that Facebook ad. So it's I could give you all the products and features in there if you want to do it without Facebook. I could get it down to $199, but you're going to want Facebook. Of our guys that are contractors, Facebook's actually a really good tool. I'd say probably about 15%, if not 20% on average, of their clients come from Facebook and Facebook's remarketing. I don't know if you've ever seen those targeted marketing campaigns where it's you know, you're talking to somebody about a general contracting job, and then all of a sudden you go on Facebook and there's like pop-ups for general contractors.
Okay, I think so.
Yeah, it's pretty common. They also do search ads too, but you know, this one's remarketing, so you get those pop-up ads. We're actually monitoring those trends where it feels like your phone's listening to you.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And, there, you know, Facebook does a really good job of only promoting you to people who are actually talking about projects, you know, or have searched for projects on another platform. So, I mean, if price is your main concern, you know, we could do a platinum without it, but I would definitely recommend it, especially if you're coming off of like Home Advisor by Angie's. I wouldn't want to cut any corners. You know, I'd want to make sure that we're able to cover all your bases, maximize your return, and kind of be like a one-stop shop for you guys where you have everything under one roof instead of like 20 different bills floating around and try to manage it all.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, when you offered me the first time, I actually was interested. I think it was just mainly that it was so early. And
I think that's why the note said 1 week, because I put in the note originally when I talked to you on January 22nd, 1 week, and I think it just stuck there from when I got the call right now.
And
so you're really new.
I mean, well, y'all create a website too, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We do a full custom website design. So we'll actually buy the domain. Obviously, we want your input. So there's an interview process that we go through. We'll ask you to send in logo. If you don't have a logo, we can help you develop one. We'll ask you to send in any photos that you have. And then we'll launch the site how you want it to look. And then any changes or revisions you want to make, the hosting is also a part of the service. So that's already in the package that I quoted you. That's a part of the Platinum. It's listed on the Platinum as an optimized landing page. So it doesn't just say website. Maybe that's why you didn't see it in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it says optimized landing page. So it's just a fancy way of saying like a website that's optimized and compatible for, you know, not just PCs, but iPhones, Androids, and tablets.
So when you say $299 a month, does that, how long does that last?
Oh, I would lock you in.
So constantly every month it would only be $299.
Yeah.
And the setup fee is $299.
Well, the setup fee, I can actually reduce the setup fee to a one-time payment of $99.
And then I don't ever have to set up. I mean, like, there's no other fees other than that.
That's it. No, yeah. So just to shoot you straight, like, down to the penny, right? $398 today, and then every month moving forward on the 3rd, it'll be $299.
No other fees.
No other fees, no other charges. And we send everything in writing, too. Like, you'll have a written service agreement that'll document everything.
Yearly fee.
No, none of that.
Really?
So yeah.
When you say $299 per month, and that's exactly what we're paying after the first one.
Yeah, that's it.
So
there's no other charges.
All
no lead fees, no click fees, no call fees.
Benefits?
Yeah, you have the full Platinum package. That's the one, not the Platinum Premier, but the one that just says Platinum. It's $599. Very last one down. Yep.
I don't see a Platinum Premier either.
If you scroll up, the Platinum's the very last one down. The Premier ones have Google Ads in it too, which maybe you guys might want to grow to that later. But Google Ads are the ones that say sponsored at the very top of the screen. And it's a pay-per-click campaign. The only time I'd recommend those, though, Amar, is if you guys say you want to cover more than, like, 50 miles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because the only way we can have you showing up, like, outside of 50 miles would be to be running those ads. Like, most likely the people in your ad section aren't actually located around Richmond anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And do you have, like, any numbers of, like, how many people actually, like, look at ads like this and like
we have the Google Analytics. It's hooked up to your tracking system, but Google tells us to kind of like be under promise on those. They've almost been like encouraging us to stay away from it because of how they interpret it. once you're on board and you get in your tracking system, you know, you could see, like, they have impressions. Impressions are just, like, the amount of people that have looked at it, you know, and then you have clicks, and then you have calls, and then you have conversions. So there's different methods of tracking and different metrics to look at. So, I mean, I could tell you things like, you know, oh, in the last 30 days, there was this many searches for a general contractor in this area, you know. But how that correlates, you know, people start to take that as like, okay, you know, that means I'm going to get, you know, however many clients, you know, and that's not what we're saying.
Yeah,
if you understand the Google Analytics, which you will obviously through your tracking system as we do this, it's a lot easier to explain and then give you numbers like that. But they don't want me to like give you the impression like, hey, you're going to get 20, 30 clients next month. Not saying that that's not possible. But they just don't want me to even stray away from anything along that line, because if it's like you feel you're going to get 20 and that's why you sign up and you get 10, and that's going to be the same reason why you cancel, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it's a month-to-month thing. So it's like they really want us to stray away from that and just try to be very, like, transparent, under-promise to you guys, and let the product kind of sell itself to you as you go.
Okay.
But it's been the most profitable way to market for the last 17 years, Amar. So it's like, if we can't get you a consistent flow of customers, then there's not a consistent flow of customers in your backyard, you know?
Yeah. I mean, okay, so what do I need to do to continue with this?
Well, we got to create your account, get your Google Business profile verified, and then we got to do a client interview. Either later today or it'd have to be tomorrow, actually, at a set time. And that's where we'll go over, like, all your keywords, the services that you want to target. They'll have some recommendations ready for you, but you'll have final say on everything. And then we'll get your domain purchase and start working on everything. So working on your site, launching the campaign.
So do you have, like, an estimate of how soon this would all be started up and, like, ready to go?
Yeah, because there's so many things that we do for you in the Platinum Package. The timelines are a little different. In order to complete it, like to complete everything in the Platinum Package, Google tells us to quote you 30 to 45 days to see the maximum results. But all my clients see results sooner than that, mainly because like it doesn't take us that long to get Facebook up and running, you know, or some of the other things. So some listings will get up and running really quickly. Website might be 3 to 5 days. You know, they all have their own individual timeline on each product. So they tell us to poach it 30 to 45 to see it all come to full fruition.
So wouldn't that mean that the first month I kind of would just be waiting for everything to get?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say that, but they want us to give you that expectation. So that way it's like, hey, you know, if it took you 2 weeks to get through the verification process because you didn't send us any license or insurance or any, you know what I mean? If you're on top of it, that won't be the case. That's like worst case scenario, but they want us to under-promise to you. So we say 30 to 45 because we get you up there quicker, you're happy. If we tell you it's going to be up there in a week and then it takes us 2 weeks, now you're upset and you're going to cancel, right? So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So okay. It's not going to take that long. And the kind of work that you do, honestly, Amar, even if we're just able to bring in one new client from, like, Facebook or one of the other directories between now and the next bill rolling around, it'll pay for the next couple of months, you know? And it'll just get better and better as you go.
Yeah, I understand. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what information do you need from me?
So I got to create your account. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So 832. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Go on.
I just wanted to confirm it was 909-8320.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
And what do you guys mean when you say you'll advertise with Alexa?
Oh, yeah. We do the Amazon directory submission. They usually pull from Google's top local listings anyway. So because you have that first page placement verified there locally, you'll actually end up a top option on Amazon Alexa devices. That's Amazon search engine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if it's okay. Like, hey, Alexa, can you find me a contractor? And then it'll pull up, like, three options for them. You'll be one of those options locally. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And then what's your last name, Amar?
Lakhani, L-A-K-H-A-N, as in like Nancy, and then I.
Okay. And then what's your business email address where I could send an outline of the agreement in writing and your invoice receipt?
It's my first name and last name all together, at outlook.com.
Okay. And then Google's going to send you that PIN verification letter in the mail. What's the street address that I could send that to?
Sorry, could you repeat that? What do you mean they're going to send it in the mail?
Yeah, there's a PIN that Google sends in the mail. That's how you get the little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. It's just like a little postcard.
Oh, okay.
And then there's a 5-digit number on the back of the postcard. That's how we verify that you're actually in Richmond.
Okay. Do you have my address from Angie, or I can read it out? It's the same thing.
I have it, but again, we're on a recorded line, so I'm just supposed to confirm that, like, you're giving me this stuff, like, with consent to use it, you know? So it's better if you just repeat it to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 5823 Metaphor Way, Richmond, Texas, 77469.
Metaphor Way. Are you on the borderline of Rosenberg?
Yeah.
Okay. That, I think that's actually an issue that they're having with your verification.
It might be Richmond or Rosenberg.
I got Rosenberg 77469. But that zip code is also saying Richmond 77469.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to make sure.
I think if you put in Richmond, I think that'll probably be correct. Address I put.
Okay. Well, this is actually like hooked up to Google's system, like on Google Maps.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, and then they're sending the card there. They're going to want to be able to look it up through satellite images too. So it is showing on Google as Rosenberg, Texas.
It's so weird. Apple Maps, like the address says
Safari.
Richmond,
yeah. It's different on Safari.
It says Rosenberg too. Yeah. Okay.
I can request, though, that they change it when we do your PV. Yeah, let's just put Richmond.
I mean, it's not too big of a deal. Unless it, like, will affect, like, the station, I think it's... Okay.
Well, you tell me. You live out there. I don't. What's better, Richmond or Rosenberg?
let's do Richmond, because,
okay.
I think... like,
all right. I'm like, what looks better on paper?
Yeah.
All right, and then do you want me to leave this address hidden or displayed?
Let's leave it hidden because it's my house address. And
okay, Richmond, Texas, 77469 will still be on your listing. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just hide
the street address and deactivate the turn-by-turn directions. And then just to confirm, you want it to show as A&A Contracting. Are you an LLC or incorporated at all?
No.
I'm not
sure what any of those mean.
Limited liability company or incorporated with another business?
No.
Doing business as, like a DBA? Or it really has a different name, but you use this name as like the face?
No.
Okay. All right, A&A Contracting.
I mean, we're not even like an official business. It's kind of like a side hustle.
I gotcha. Well, it'll get more official as we build up the pipeline of customers, though, you know? And you want to make sure that all the credibility factors are there because, you know, that could be a difference maker for somebody hiring you guys or not hiring you guys, you know? But we want to basically get these people to a point of they're ready to go, and then they call you rather than, like, pestering you. Can you provide me with this and that and the other, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. And then the website. So you said you don't have a logo. Do you have photos?
We kind of have a logo, but, I mean, if y'all could make a better logo, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, but if you have, like, a base, that would be good. Let me, I'll shoot you a text message here with my direct number and then the email address for you to send in any photos or logo.
Really?
I'll text it to you right now. I'll just make it easy on you. I got a... 3 monitors in front of me, so I should be able to grab it. I do do need to get some new batteries for my mouse, though. That's been irritating today. Okay, there's that one. Okay, photos. At local splash. Oh, I heard it come through. .com.
Yeah.
All right, and here comes the other one for pictures. You want to send the logo to the email address that I'm texting you right now?
Okay. Okay, let me... I'm trying to find the pictures. Oh, yeah, I got it. I think you should be getting it.
Okay. It'll actually come through company-wide. So it's not just me that hosts it. It actually goes into a queue for the whole company. But we're going to do a client interview tomorrow, and then the client interview representative will have those available. That'll help us get going on what you want from the logo. And then they'll send you, like, the initial draft of it. They'll give you a couple of different examples to pick from. And then we'll get the final... final one that you want, and then we'll move forward with publishing that onto the site. So it's kind of like a streamlined process that we'll get you through step by step. But if you send it in there, they'll definitely have it. Okay, and then Amar. We're going to want to do that client interview. So usually it takes about 30 to 45 minutes. We do ask for an hour in case the call goes over, you have extra questions. What do you think would be the best time tomorrow?
Four o'clock.
Okay. How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed? I forgot to ask.
What do you mean?
Your work hours. So there's like a little like open and closed icon on your Google business profile on the first page. And it'll tell them like your business is open or closed. You know, they'll call or they won't call based on that. So some people leave it pretty open. So that way it just looks green all the time. Others like to have set hours. They don't want calls after a certain time. So do you have a certain hours of operation for ANA contracting?
As of now, yes and no.
I'll leave it blank for now. I'll let you think about it, and then they could go over it during the client interview between 4 and 5 tomorrow.
Oh, I have it. It's 8 a.m. Okay. to 10 p.m. every day.
8 a.m. to 10 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Every day, Monday through Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. It's a lot of availability.
Yeah, you keep it open.
All right, and then I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your client interview tomorrow. I got it locked in between 4 and 5 o'clock. They're going to text you at 3 o'clock, just as a heads-up reminder. If anything pops up or changes in your scheduling where you can't make it or, I don't know, something happens, just reply to the text. Or call in.
Okay.
Okay. You have my direct number in there, so you could always let me know. I'm a pretty straight shooter. The more we get to know each other, the looser I'll get with you. But I start out pretty formal with everybody until I know who I'm talking to.
So I get it, yeah.
Yeah. I used to always, hey, bud. And then they're like, dude, you got to.
yeah.
I'm like, what's the matter? Make a friend. You got to talk to each other often. You might as well get to know each other. All right. Interview. Local splash. What are you doing on, like, full-time since this is, like, a side gig?
I'm a college student, so...
I think you might have told me that before.
Yeah, it's kind of... Me and my partner, we're just starting up, so...
Are you, like, 51%? He's 49, or... 50-50.
It's supposed to be 50-50. I guess we kind of like weigh in our weights like unevenly.
He only jumps really in like when you get a big job and he's like, hey.
No. It's more like, I have all my classes in person. He has everything online. So when it comes to phone calls, he usually gets them first. And then when it comes to work, we split the work evenly. I guess it was
Let
my
me
idea.
Add him. I should add him to the account as a co-owner then, It is actually, yeah. It's more serious than I thought. Okay, let me adjust this. Let me go into settings. That way he has full access to everything. And then since he's doing client facing, if you guys ever run into any issues where you need like some reputation management, you know, I want him to know we're here and we have his back, or if he wants to change something on the site. What's his first and last name?
Yeah, Anik, A-N-I-K.
Okay, okay. And
last name, Heredia.
Heredia?
H-A-R-E-D-I-A? No, K.
Oh, Caradia.
Yeah, Caradia.
Oh, got it. Okay, K-A-R-E-D-I-A.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just, coach of mine.
No, you're good.
I grew up with, had that last name, and I was like, oh, I know that one. All right, so co-owner. And then what's his phone number?
832-788-7868. Let me just make sure that's actually it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm right.
Okay. I got him added. Anik Caradia.
Yep.
Okay. Save. All right. We're good. And then client interview is good. All right. So now let me adjust this billing. So we're going to go platinum package. I'm going to go $299, and then I'm going to lock this in forever. This is an indefinite discount, and then we're going to do setup fee, reduce from $299. Oh, let me just delete this two. Come on. There it is. Okay. All right. Boom. Okay, and they're going to send everything in writing, too, while I have you on the line. So you get, like, a full – it looks like a contract, but it's just an outline of the agreement. It'll document everything in black and white, and then this will be saved in your tracking system. So that way you have documented you get that deal, even if I leave here one day or something. Not that I'm planning to. Some days I feel like it, you know. 12 years, I'm like, ugh.
you've been at this company for 12 years?
Oh yeah, yeah. Right out of college, I interned for six months, and then I've been working here ever since. Yeah, the company's been around for 20 years, so I caught on. It was pretty new. Yeah, we're Inc. 500. We've been an Inc. 500 company for years. It's like the fastest growing companies in America. But as a Google partner, a lot of people think they want to work at Google, and they really just want to work for the Google partners.
Yeah,
you find out once you get in there. You're like, actually, I don't want to work for Google. I'd rather do this. Okay, got it. I actually just set up one of my buddies in Los Angeles this morning. I hadn't heard from him in years. And he was like, you still do that Google stuff? And he started up a company over the last year. And he's like, things have slowed down a bunch. You think you can help me out? And so it was kind of cool to catch up and then, like, walk them through the whole process, too. Like, yeah, this is what I do every day, you know? That's cool.
I mean, you enjoy it. That's the best part.
Yeah, exactly. I actually gave him the exact deal that you're getting right now, too. So it's platinum package, but he's out in L.A.
Oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
All
right.
So you're like, all over that place. I thought you guys were, like, based in
No, we're based in California, but we do this all over the U.S. and Canada. Like, a lot of times people will try to get themselves Google verified, and they can't do it. Then Google literally connects them with us and, like, tells them, here, reach out to the Google partners. They'll be able to verify you, and then if you want them to host your advertising, they could do it too. So a lot of times we have to have availability, though. Like, if you're in an area with a lot of competition, and it gets dodgy. We can't just sign everybody up. We have to actually do some research into where they are and what kind of contracts are already out there. So it can get sticky sometimes and get real formal. Okay. So I have your account set up. I got all the terms and conditions set up to process and send to you. So I just got to secure that first month's payment of the $398. How did you want to do that, Amar?
Do you think we could talk about payment after we do, like, a face-to-face interview or something?
Oh, no, in order to activate an account and actually launch it, we secure that first payment. And then I'll do a voice verification, and we'll have everything in writing and documented. And you have to sign off on that overnight. And then we do the client interview following day. Sometimes we could do it same day, but it's towards the end of the day here.
Let me, give me like 2 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Well,
yep, I'm still with you, Amar.
All right, yeah. Yeah, okay, so I think we're on board.
Okay, you just wanted to check with your partner, huh?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure he was...
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I think he's just calling his partner real quick, make sure he's all good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'm ready for you. I just want to confirm, actually, before I grab any billing information. So is on the card, does it just say Amar? Lakani, or does it say ANA contracting as well?
On the card it says my name, or well, it doesn't even have my name, it's my person.
Oh, you're an authorized user on this card though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to put the business name on it as well, because this is a business expense. So at the end of the year, when you guys file taxes, I'm sure your parents probably know about this if they have businesses, but they end up giving it back to you. Like, it's considered a necessary business expense, so you get it back in your in a refund, or they take it off of what they owe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'll just make sure I add ANA contracting to it. And then how does the name appear, though, on the card?
Let me ask like that.
Okay.
Hello?
Yep, I'm still with you.
Sorry, yeah, I was just confirming because I know my dad was saying something about taxes and how he had to file it a specific way.
Right.
But yeah, no, we're good.
Yeah. No, this is a good thing. Actually, if you weren't aware of that, that might have been a key selling point for a lot of business owners, is because in the grand scheme of things, it actually doesn't cost you anything. You get to write it off, and
yeah.
Then you also will make money with the customers it brings in. So it's just kind of like a win-win situation. It's almost like you're just saving money for later, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
How does his name appear on the card?
Okay, it's my mom's name, so it's an S-H-A-H-N-A-Z. Last name, Lakhani, L-A.
Okay, and then L-A-K-H-A-N-I, just like yours?
Yep.
Okay. All right, let me go and update.
And then do you need the number and everything too, right?
Yeah, but before I do that, it's just because it has a different name than yours on the billing. I just want to confirm as a security question, your mother's maiden name. This is going to be the security question for your account. So anytime if they want to verify your identity or you want to verify the identity of one of our reps, we'll just use the your mother's maiden name as that.
Do you think I get another question? I don't even know her maiden name.
I thought it would be a good one. There is three questions there, but I thought that one would be good because it's her name on the card. So if she ever called in, like, hey, why the heck are you guys charging my card? She could give us her maiden name and then we could, you know. But okay, I could switch it. So you have the city you were born in or your first pet's name?
Just city I was born in.
Okay. Where were you born?
Sugarland.
Okay. Yeah, think about that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's like Houston, Sugarland is kind of the same area, so.
It's okay. The hospital I was born in doesn't even exist anymore. So I tell people I was born in Santa Ana, California, and they're like, that exists? So I'm like, no, it doesn't. I'm old.
Oh, yeah. Is that why? Is it because of the earthquake?
I don't know if it was because of an earthquake. It was called Memorial Hospital. It's in Santa Ana, California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I don't know exactly why. It was just, it doesn't exist anymore, but it's on my birth certificate. So I tried to go see it one time, and they were like, oh, this thing shut down like 20-something years ago when I was like middle school. All right. And then the billing address for the card, is it the same as the street address that we're sending the Google PIN verification? The 5823 Metaphor Way?
Yep.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
Okay, 6011.
6011.
0016.
0016.
0997.
0997.
1801.
1801. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0727.
0727, and then 3-digit code on the back.
713.
I guess that security question works equally as well, because your mom's not going to forget where she had you.
Well, yeah.
That's kind of a day you don't forget right there. Okay. All right. And then before I process this, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. If there's anything that I say that you don't understand or if you don't agree, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I do want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so you're on a recorded line, Amar. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
A&A Contracting.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title with the company?
My name is Amar Lakhani. I guess co-owner of the business.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business today?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to confirm that again. And it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising during the term of your agreement with us?
Can you say that again? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
No, it's fine. So, just for like simpler terms, right? We know everything that you currently have online as of today, like the Home Advisor stuff you used to have. Like we could see all your online listings. And we're going to go in there and obviously create a bunch of online listings because of the Platinum package. But after today, if you're going to add anything online, we want you to disclose it with us or like let us know so we can make sure that you're not like paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating any of those online listings. That would actually be really bad.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to have like two listings floating around. So obviously we won't create any duplicates. If you already have something, we're not going to duplicate it. We might just gain access to it and then market it. But moving forward, you know, if you get a call like this or you're considering adding something, just politely decline, let them know, hey, I've already got somebody that's got it covered. Yeah, don't create duplicates. It'll cause a headache. Especially if like name, address, phone number, or website doesn't match up, Google just ends up suspending those whole profiles until we fix it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Just want to make sure that was clear. And then where did we go here? Okay. So the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am going to recommend that you try the services for 2 months, but you're not binded to any kind of contract or anything like that just because of that 30 to 45 day timeline that they have there. It says, what does it say? 1 month. Okay. So your first month's payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is March 3rd, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $398. However, this is going to be for a full Platinum package bundle. I've included the custom website design for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement set up to automatically renew each month on the third day, but it's going to be in the discounted price of $299 moving forward. So there's a $99 difference between this payment and all your future payments just because of that one-time setup fee. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And then it says, again, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services one day, please let us know before the next bill is due. So that way we could stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
So I think on y'all's website it said that I had to be locked in for 2 months. Is that still the case? Or
no, I have it on a month-to-month, but I'm still verbally recommending that you try it for at least 2 months.
Okay, so this is probably not going to happen, but like, suppose in 2 weeks I want to cancel. That $400 I wouldn't receive back. And
no. First month payments are always non-refundable in the service agreement anyway. So you canceling in 2 weeks is not even a possibility. But if at the end of the month you said, hey, I don't want to proceed with another month, you could discontinue. There's no, like, cancellation fees, penalties, or anything like that. We don't even delete any of the stuff we create for you. We just stop doing the optimization and part ways with friends. But I'm recommending that you give it 2 months before you evaluate it from like a ROI standpoint, you know, because there's guys where I've literally had them like they're on their third week or fourth week and then they're going, you know, things didn't go so well. And they tell me they want to discontinue. And then the very next day they land a contract and then they're, oh, wait, let me go back. And I'm like, I already started the cancellation proceedings. You know, so they're like, hey, give it at least like the full, you know, if you give it 60 days and it'll show you exactly what it's worth in form of actual dollars and cents. You know, it's one thing to just see yourself up there, but it's another thing to actually have the jobs and have return on investment from the jobs. So at the end of 60 days, you'll be about $700 into this, but you know, how many jobs are we going to have to bring you in that time period, right? So usually, you want to give it a good amount of time of just being up there too. You're going to have at least like a week or two of not even really getting much just because we're building everything to start out. So at least the second mm-hmm. month, you'll get the full benefits of it. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. And then it says, upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome email and text messages loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. These emails and texts are also going to have the username and password for you to log into your account dashboard and tracking system. So we don't just tell you we're doing all this stuff, right, and say, here you go, trust us. You know, there's a tracking system where we could show you. And you're a young guy. You seem really smart and tech savvy, especially if you're going to school. I'm sure you probably use a computer every day. So, yeah, you'll be able to log into that. It's really easy. You have your own UN and password, and it'll actually show you all the leads, clicks, calls you're getting, all those impressions, all that data that we were talking about earlier that I was like, hey, I don't want to confuse you with. It's in there. So you drive yourself nuts. But at least you'll know what you're spending your money on each month, you know? And then you have a team here, too. Anytime you want to change something, you can just call in, let us know, and we could get in there and swap it out for you, make sure you're listed properly and for the right things.
Okay, yeah.
All right. So that concludes our initial setup process. So I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with our Local Splash team here today. I'm looking forward to helping you grow your business. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you have my direct number. We also have 24/7 customer service, so do not hesitate to reach out. There will be a full outline of the agreement sent to you. You'll be able to find that in your emails and text messages. Make sure you sign off on that. They'll also request some documents. I know Texas is really lenient as far as contractors, so it might not be required, but try to fill out those documents as best you can. And then look out for our phone call tomorrow. I got you locked in between 4 and 5 for that client interview.
All right, perfect.
All right, Amar. Yep, you're very welcome. Oh, what was that?
The only thing was the website, it says to verify and, like, sign at the bottom, but it says my name should be Shanaz Lakhani.
Because I changed her into the billing.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Do I suppose actual name or?
Yeah, you still sign it. You can still sign it under her. That's also just going to let us know that you're an authorized user on it. Like, I have all the paperwork that has to do with money because it's under her card. And, you know, obviously she'll be able to do the write-off, but I also have the business name on it. So naturally it's going to come through like that. Like automatically, I'm not manually like typing these in, so it just automatically generate it. But for the actual account itself, it has you and Anik as the business owners, or guys that are actually going to be doing client facing and dealing with customers. So it just came across that way because she's on the card. Usually we want to make sure that the business owner's name is on the card, but that's why I was so like diligent about verifying like, okay, you know, you could use this, right? You know, I don't want to get us in trouble or get you in trouble in any kind of way.
Yeah, no, of course. Okay.
But yeah, you could sign it off that way, and then that'll actually save in your account dashboard too.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I think you had another question. I think there might be a delay in the line where I'm like cutting you off.
No. I'm kind of trying to understand, like read and understand at the same time, so I can ask as much as I can right now.
Yeah, if you want to go through it, we absolutely can. I'm in no rush. I just didn't know if you were. So.
No. So you guys said you need pictures for Google verification.
Mhm. Yeah.
So we don't have a business card, a business license, or insurance.
Totally fine. Yeah, that's what I was trying to explain, because I know Texas is also lenient, right? So, like, you guys can operate without those things. So this is kind of like a blanket form that gets sent to everybody upon sign-up. Same thing with your subscription terms, right? It's just a part of documenting and Google verification. So fill out as best as you can for the things that you do have and that do apply to you. If they don't, that's totally fine. At the bottom, there's a little section you could see where it says check this box if you're okay with us doing a video verification. And then we could also do a video verification if you don't have enough documents for them to just verify with what you sent in.
Okay. And
does that make sense?
You know how we're making a... Yeah. We're making a website, though. So on the website, will it say, like, oh, they don't have a license, they don't have insurance?
No, we don't have to do that to you. That just looks tacky. I don't like it myself.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
if you guys
wanted to put it on there, like, sometimes I run into business owners who are like, hey, I want it there, you know, so that way they know and I don't have to run into that headache later once I'm already out there.
Oh, yeah.
Then we'll do it, you know. But I personally think it looks tacky, and it could dissuade people from even calling you, getting to know you, and you guys getting a deal out of it anyway, you know. Sometimes you just got to get that human element in there, let them know who you're working with and that you guys are trying to take care of them, and that's usually what seals the deal anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great questions. And obviously, if those questions continue to pop up, like, don't hesitate to, we want to make sure you guys know exactly what we're doing for you, you know?
So, and your number is the one I have, is it, 877-635?
Mm-hmm.
I have to have the extension with it?
Well, if you want to call me directly, but what I was going to say is, like, a lot of the times I am actively on a call. I would still say try it, but if it's like, if it doesn't come through, it's just because I'm probably on a call how I am right now. And so, like, even the calls that I've been getting while I'm on the line with you, they'll still get answered. It'll just audit forward to our customer service department, and we have 24/7 customer service. So, like, right now, I'm actually about to head out. Like, in California, it's 4 o'clock here. I usually work 7 to 4.
Oh.
Pacific Standard.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm actually about to wrap up, so I'll be gone. But if you call in still today, you'll still get a live representative. It's just going to forward you through the system to a live agent.
Okay.
That makes sense?
And there's
always a live agent if you hit extension 1. So I won't be the only guy you talk to. Tomorrow when you do your client interview, it's going to be with a separate representative, but that's just to make sure that, you know, everything's transparent across the board, right? And then the recorded calls, we want everything to match up.
Of course, yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right, Amar. Well, again, did you have any other questions?
No, I think that was it. I can't think of anything else.
Sorry, I don't mean to rush you off the phone. I'm like, I've been inside all day. I probably got like 2 more hours of daylight. I want to get some sun on my face. All right. Well, enjoy your evening, though. Again, you know, thank you for signing up. I'll let you read through that document. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, like I said, you can always call in. There'll still be a live customer service team. And then, obviously, look out for our phone call tomorrow. I already got you scheduled between 4 and 5. I sent you a calendar invitation, and I also set up an automated text message reminder around 3 o'clock. So you'll get a little text as a heads up about an hour before that appointment.
Yeah, of course. Perfect. All right.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Well, thank you again, and have a great night. I'll talk to you soon.
That's right. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.